Hi, people. This podcast here is something I have to make this podcast. People, if you watch TV, if you read the newspaper, if you go on the internet, right? Media, any media. It's like if you're tired like me of this negativity and we're immune to this negativity, like what am I trying to say here, people? If you're tired of it and what I'm going to say, you're going to probably have your own opinion. But have you noticed that news today, the so-called news journalism, it's like, basically, what is journalism about today, you know? It's about, like, what do they inform us of, right? You know? Like, they inform us of crime, right? That they inform us of accidents. They inform us of politics. They inform us of the celebrities, you know? They have a so-called opinion time, like ask someone witnesses. But if you're tired of it, you know, and like we don't have a choice sometimes. We want to be informed, but it's like we're immune to this negativity. It's like news today. The majority, by far, the majority is all negative. You know, I really think, people, that the news organizations, the media, really want to get the people going, get the people scared. Like propaganda. And I think they want ratings, like, you know what I'm saying? Ratings for negativity, you know? This is like sad. Like why does the news not have positive stories, you know? Like when it's boring, like positive good stories are boring. It's like, you know, like movies, murder, guns and drugs and you know, like trying to, you know, talk about drug dealers, and you see the police with the photos of drugs, and like it's, you gotta understand, I'm just tired of it. There's no positivity. Like a lot of people, like there's this one celebrity in Greece, and he goes, "Folks, I cannot." He was being interviewed. He goes, "I cannot watch the morning news." He goes, "It's just one after the other." Crime, accidents, politics, negative, like, it's all scandals of politics. Anyways, it's like, what's, you know, and you know, you never hear about politicians, like the media, saying, well, it's a win for the country, it's a win for the city, it's a win for the town, you know, it's a win for the citizens, you know, the media always goes, if it's a left media or a right media, it's this bullshit. It's a win for the politician. It's a win for the party. It's a win for this. It's a win for that. It's like, folks, I understand we, like, to a certain extent, we don't have a choice sometimes. In my opinion, you know, today's age, we should have, like, at least 1,000 channel option. But, you know, in our part of the world, the CBC, the CTV, you know, the City TV, and, you know, Global and all that garbage news, it's like basically, you know, to have a channel, like the CRTC is full of shit, you know. The only way you can do it is have a channel through the internet, and it costs money, and people aren't willing to volunteer their time to unite and sign a contract to make a channel, you know. We should have 1,000 channels right now. And listen, I'm talking while the news is on here in Greece. I intentionally, you know. It's like scandal, court, this. Like, why do we, like, okay, I understand. Why do we have to always find out what's going with criminals, you know? Is it glorifying criminals indirectly? Is it making young kids say, wow, I would love that coverage. I love to be on TV, you know. I think I want to be like Al Pacino. I want to be Scarface, you know. I want to be fucking, you know, some Al Capone. Like, this is bullshit, people. You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what's, like, I'll give you an example. The time given to crime, the time given, you know, it's like these short little news flashes. But who gets the most time, you know? The scandals, the criminals. And I think it's wrong. And if you think it's wrong and you're tired, I hope somebody can create new channels, you know? But the CRTC here in this country, it's full of shit. It's the Monopoly game. Today, it's so simple to make a channel. You know that, right? You're like, today, it's so simple to make a channel. But they won't give you access. Like, Rogers Cable in this part of the world will not recognize you, right? You know what I'm saying? And that's what I believe, you know? It's like the Monopoly game, the licenses, everything, all that shit. It's so hard to do. You know what I'm saying? It's the same companies for the past 80 years, you know? You know what I'm saying? There's, you know, Rogers, the cable provider, it's the only way you can make a channel today. And it's possible if you have the people, you have the creativity, you can. But you know what you're going to have to do? You might not get paid in the beginning, but you can volunteer and be a journalist and have a channel online 24 hours. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to have to work hard and volunteer. You know, like, you know, this group said, work now and get paid later. Like, that theory, even the actors, they don't want to give up their money or they're not allowed to invest, you know. It's like a job. I'll work. I'll do the movie. I'll get paid. Like, what am I trying to say here? It's like I'm watching the news now live from Greece here, right? And it's like so sad. It's like so sad, you know. There's nothing. Well, I'm going to get to the point. I've been talking here for a while. There's nothing positive, you know. There is nothing positive. The majority is something. We're immune to it. We don't, like, need to know. And it's ironic, you know, like this comedian said, you know, with the news, when they advertise, like, they'll say killer on the loose. Well, at 6 o'clock, we'll tell you the details. And the guy says, well, I want to know now if a killer's on the loose. I don't want to know then. Like, that's a joke, right? But, like, it's like crime and this and that. There's some issues that are important, but there's nothing, it's all negative scandals. I'm just so tired of it. I hope you're tired of it and it wants something different, you know. If you know what I'm saying, if you want something different, I guess the Monopoly is the Monopoly, you know. It's like the licenses. Well, I don't understand, like today's age, you know, why is it there licenses, like 1,000, at least 1,000, if not more, like thousands and thousands of licenses for TV, you know? You know what I'm saying? Or radio. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's so, so sad. I think it's satellite or internet. That's what they'll tell you. Well, if you want to be, you know, get a license in any country, there's nothing positive. Like, what do I mean? Like, I'll give you an example of what could be positive, right? Like, something like, obviously, students. Instead of hearing a shooting at a school, we can hear how students are creative. And you know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, someone going to the hospital that's murdered or stabbed, go to the hospital and talk to the kids with leukemia and cancer and bring some celebrities to put a smile on their face, some athletes. You know, it happens rarely. Like, if we're talking about economy here, you know, fight. Don't just tell us, well, we're doomed, folks. It's just, this is reality. Fight with the media. Fight with the people. Demonstrate with the people so, you know, things can change. Like, I can go on and on. I think you catch my drift here, you know. The media does not help us in any way. They say, well, we're telling you what it is. But they help what they want to help because it's all about the money and it's about the parties, the political parties, and it's about the commercials. You got to remember, they have commercials. And if the commercials say, we're not giving money to you, to the TV station, they're done. They are done. No income. You understand that? So they are so nervous as a business, a television station or a radio station, without the funding of commercial. So indirectly, the TV, like, they have to be very, very, very careful how they operate. Because like I said, if Tide and McDonald's and whatever political parties don't give them money, that's it. They get no profit and they shut down. But hopefully, volunteer, start a station and be a volunteer. Work now to get paid later. Start people. I can't do it myself. It takes a teamwork. If you ever dreamt of being a journalist or a TV show, an actor, organize and start a friggin' positive, decent channel. You know what I'm saying? Online. Because the monopoly, like I said, this is reality. If you gotta understand that. And young people understand that too, you know?